Trending now, guys, of course, Rising Phoenix, the hit Netflix doco about the Paralympic Games, how it started, the origins, and it follows 9 athletes and their journeys. One of those is Riley Batt. Now, I've got some audio here. Just listen. This is him at the start, I suppose, getting interviewed, and then this is his achievement.
My mode of transport was a skateboard at the time. I wanted to fit in with my friends and be cool. I was in school and I was away when we had to tick all the boxes what sport we wanted to play, and I got stuck with wheelchair rugby. You know, I did want to jump in that chair, but then I was too embarrassed to do it. Don't know what clicked in my head, but I went, well, maybe I should give this wheelchair rugby a go.
It's up to Batt. Batt will take it across the line and it's over. They will win the gold medal. Australia, the first team with back-to-back gold medals in the wheelchair rugby.
Oh, mate, described as the undisputed best player in the world. And we couldn't be more thrilled to have Riley Batt joining us from his home in Port Mac. Riley, thank you so much for taking the time. Good morning.
Morning to you guys. How are you?
Oh, we are excellent.
Very good. Been very excited to talk to you. Here you go, mate.
I forget what that crowd noise is like. I seriously miss that.
Seriously, because Riley, should you be at the Tokyo Paralympics now,
yeah,
or should it just
right.
have been?
I think the closing ceremony would be tomorrow. So I dare say, well, this is what I would have hoped anyway. This is what I can picture as a medal around, you know, our team's neck right now, partying it up in Tokyo. But we'll have to wait till next year.
Yeah. Let's get into Olympic prep, because obviously 4 years between each Olympics and Paralympics, you do all the training, you do all the hard yards, mentally get yourself to it. And then what happens for you guys this year when Corona pulls it from you?
Yeah, it's definitely tough. You know, you train for the pinnacle of your sport, you know, with every 4 years at the Paralympic Games, and you've worked so hard and you haven't stopped for 4 years, and then it gets delayed that extra year, and it definitely takes a toll mentally, and it was hard, but in the schemes of things, it's such a small piece of the puzzle, and you know, there's so many people out there a lot worse off than us sports people. So you know what, we'll just take it as a positive. Make sure in this next year we're a year better, we're stronger, we're faster, and just better people in general. So that's the way I'm looking at it, and I'm looking forward to Tokyo next year, even if it is a little bit different.
Yeah,
good on you. Awesome.
Good attitude. Now, obviously, you have to do your fitness and strength stuff like anyone would, but specifically for wheelchair rugby, do you guys have to practice like ramming each other, and the best way to kind of send people on their way?
Because they call it murder ball, right, Riley? Like, it's intense.
Yeah, we go to the local fairs and, you know, do the demolition derby.
That's pretty much what it looks like.
Yes.
go rent a bomb and smash it up. We train every day for the sport. Obviously, we're professional athletes. Paralympics is huge. You know, we train just as hard as any other athlete out there. So just getting the wheelchair ready now, you know, for another day of training. You know, very, very lucky to be able to, you know, represent Australia for so long now, and now captain the Australian wheelchair rugby side and co-captain the Paralympic team. I just, you know, I never dreamt of anything like this. So, you know, don't take it for granted at all, and just get the training and get it done every day and consider yourself how lucky you are to represent your country.
Oh, Riley, I love it. And your story throughout Rising Phoenix is absolutely incredible, particularly you talking about your younger years. You were born without legs, so you would assume would go straight to the wheelchair, but you talked about up until the age of 12, you refused to do it. Can you talk us about what you chose as your method of transport, and I guess what was going through your head about why you wanted to avoid getting in the chair in the first place?
Yeah, well, for me, when I was young, so I was born with my disability, and just sort of in my early years, I was pretty normal with it. I was okay with it. I could, I was doing what my friends would do. I'd ride quad bikes, I'd go water skiing, all those kind of things, and I was okay. But then sort of teenage years hit, and you start to worry more about your self-image and girls and just what the whole general public think of you. And I really didn't like who I was. I was embarrassed at who I was, and what a bad attitude that was, looking back on it now. You know, I thought people in wheelchairs were disabled and couldn't do anything for themselves, and that's why I never really wanted to get in a wheelchair. And my mode of transport at the time was a skateboard, because I wanted to fit in with my friends and be cool, I guess. And that was sort of my sport as well, skateboarding. Won a couple of skateboard competitions here in Port Macquarie, and used to love it. But my parents tried to get me in a wheelchair when I was 12 years old, but you know what it's like when you're a kid, you can be fairly stubborn at times. So yeah. I said, no way. Sorry, that was 10 years old. Sorry, not 12. And then about 12 or 13 years old, I got introduced to the sport of wheelchair rugby and didn't want to bar of it for the first couple of weeks. And then ended up overcoming my fear of the wheelchair and jumping in and absolutely had a ball of a time. And, you know, from there, it just sort of blossomed. So
blossomed is one way to put it. Two bloody gold medals.
Yeah. Captaining the team. Yeah, it's such an inspiring doco, Rising Phoenix, mate. I watched it. I was at home. I was alone. I whacked it on. Didn't know what to expect. And, mate, I was genuinely in tears. And some of the, like, it's so inspiring. And seeing, I suppose, all the Paralympic athletes come together at the Games as one. I mean, is there anything, I suppose, you'd say if there was any disabled people out there who are feeling a bit down on themselves or maybe in your position initially where you did hate it or they're getting into that self-image age? And, you know, how did you turn yourself around mentally? How was that shift?
I think sport's a massive shift, to be honest, for people with disabilities. I encourage anyone out there with a disability who's not involved in the sport to get involved in it. And that's just not for the competition side. You know, you don't have to go out there and try to win gold medals or represent your country. Just do it for the community side of things. Because I think that's what pulled me out of the hole. And it made me learn so much more about myself and just to accept who I am. Yeah, I'm different, but who cares? You know, everyone's different.
100%.
Riley, what do you think your life would look like if you hadn't found sport, if you hadn't embraced the wheelchair and found wheelchair rugby?
Oh, I'd probably be back to the size you saw me in the Netflix doco, and probably wouldn't have traveled the places I have and got to do all the cool stuff I have in life. And I think, you know, before sport, I used to, you know, sit there and go, poor me, and why me? Why was I born like this? And sort of looked at myself like that. But now, through sport and accepting my disability and what I've achieved in life, and, you know, I go out and motorbike ride on weekends and, you know, water ski and do all the things all my mates do, and nothing really holds me back at all. And I look now and go, well, even if I could grow legs or be a normal person, I would not take it, because I am who I am and I'm really happy with sort of what I've achieved in life, and yeah, I'm different. It's awesome.
And when you say get involved in a sport, even if it's not for the competition, do you think that there's something to be said for just being around a group of people who are just going through exactly the same thing as you?
Yeah. Yeah, the community is awesome. So I'm involved in a team sport, obviously. And when you see new players emerge and, you know, they've might have just had an accident, you know, whether they've had an amputation or broken their neck and lost impairment, they can be fairly down on life, and rightly so. It's a tough time for them. Mm. But when they find this community in this sport, they can see other people who have adapted and taken that positive mindset, and they also learn how to live their life with the disability and adapt to their new body. So I think it's an awesome thing. Sport and Paralympic sport is awesome for people with disabilities.
Yeah, well said, mate. You're a legend, Riley Batt there. Port Macquarie boy, Paralympic co-captain of the Aussie wheelchair rugby team, gold medalist, has done it all. We appreciate your time this morning. Check out Rising Phoenix on Netflix if you haven't yet. And, mate, we'd love to follow you and your story a little bit for the games next year, if that's cool. Catch up with you while that's on in preparation and see how you're going.
Yeah, sounds bloody good, guys. I'll look forward to that.
Legend. Thanks, Riley. Cheers, mate.